Most everyone knows that being a professor involves teaching college students, but they may not realize it also means writing published papers and doing research and seeking funding for that work. This is Lisa Berry, and an Eastern Michigan University professor recently got a nearly $2 million grant he hopes to put to good use, making a difference improving behavioral health services in Michigan and helping underserved populations. And he's joining us now to share those plans. So welcome, EMU Assistant Professor of Psychology, Alex Maragakis. Congratulations, first of all. I guess it's a $1.86 million grant?
That's correct. Thank you so much for having me today.
So tell us about your project. What do you plan to do with this funding?
Yeah, so, you know, the project is really focused on creating training opportunities for behavioral health providers. So that includes psychology students, social work students here at Eastern, and really creating and developing new training opportunities for them in various hospital settings across Michigan. And there's a particular emphasis on creating telehealth opportunities so that our students will be able to reach populations and settings that typically and historically have had very low access to behavioral health providers.
And what do you mean by behavioral health? What kind of help will you be providing?
Yeah, so behavioral really encompasses all sorts of things. So, you know, it's, you know, the kind of mental health disorders that you typically think of when you think of mental health issues like depression and anxiety. But behavioral health really encompasses more than just those typical diagnoses, right? So if this particular grant is focused on helping children, so children who might be experiencing difficulties at school, you know, they could be due to those typical diagnoses that we think of, but they could be for other various reasons, right? It's also really focused on helping people develop better habits, right? So if they have particular issues, let's say, medication compliance or trying to create a new diet to help them, you know, with weight loss, for example. These are all things that encompass behavioral health issues. And because we see that there are so many behavioral health issues in primary care settings, which this grant is focused on providing services in, this integration between these behavioral health providers and primary care providers is very important.
Will this money be used to actually help the children in the underserved areas, or is it more for teaching people who are learning to help the children in these areas?
I would say it's a little bit of both, right? Because we are creating new services or augmenting current services in rural populations or underserved populations to directly help individuals that live in those areas.
And I understand this is going to be spread out over 4 years?
Right. So the majority of the grant directly goes to funding students over the 4 years so that they're funded while they get to learn these evidence-based techniques to help individuals who live in these underserved areas.
And I understand you, Dr. Maragakis, are a founding member of Eastern Center for the Advancement of Neurobehavioral Health. And I'm wondering, are you seeing new issues evolving now due to the pandemic along those lines?
You know, that's a really great question. And I think there's still a lot left to be answered in regards to that question. You know, I think the whole, you know, having particularly young children learning at a distance has raised various issues. You know, some data that we've looked at, you know, there are higher rates of depression over the last year in comparison to years before when we were looking at samples across various clinics at Michigan Medicine. And, you know, while children might be reporting different rates of, like, they might be feeling less tired, they find it more difficult to focus on things. So, you know, we are seeing that there are some different rates of some common behavioral health issues, even here at Michigan. But I still think there's a... It's a very large unknown, and I think we're going to figure those things out over the course of time.
Well, congratulations, Dr. Maragakis, on the grant, and thank you for helping make a difference in our community.
Thank you for having me, and I really hope this really does make a difference, because our community deserves it.